Right, it's only a short time after the event, but Brayford, how is he?
We're not quite sure yet. We'll see how he is. He's a doubt for Monday, certainly, but we're not sure of the seriousness yet.
I have to say he was spotted on crutches. Is that an indication?
That's a precaution as much as anything. We'll get people to leave on crutches, take the weight off it. But he's been assessed in the next couple of days.
And a blow for Scougal. It's not happened for him this year, has it? Every time you think he's there again, he picks up something else.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we've been a bit stop-start, I think. We were banking on him being one of our main players, and it's not quite been as consistent as we'd hoped this season, either through injury or form. So that's his season over with the hamstring injury.
If we were talking in November, would he be out for a while, or is this just something because you've only got a couple of matches left anyway? It's not that serious.
No, it'd be 4 to 6 weeks, I think, even if it was mid-season.
Like I say, it has been stop-start for him, hasn't it? Just moving on to other injuries, Baxter missed, didn't he? Is he available again?
Don't know, he got a bug, and it's like these things, it's how much it takes out of you as well, so he was ill. So we'll have to wait probably until Sunday, Monday for that one.
It's lots more concerns, and every time we come here, it's always about 5 minutes worth of injury news.
That's what you've got to contend with. We get on with that's what the squad's for, and other people have to step up and do their jobs. But yeah, it'd be nice not to have to contend with things like that. But that's part of it.
And it's generally in the area of centre half, which obviously had its issues last night. It gives you more teasers, if you like, or posers for the return at Swindon.
Yeah, it does. We moved Chris Basham there. We lost his momentum in midfield at the start of the second half, but I thought he was the outstanding player on the pitch last night, actually, Chris Basham, whichever position he was in. But you know, you don't bank on losing, you know, somebody like John Brayford, arguably our best player. Mm.
It was interesting, wasn't it, that things seemed to change for Swindon when that change had to be made as well, because Basham wasn't in the middle of the park.
Yeah, possibly, but also I think they might have had a rollicking at half-time with us being on top so much in the first half, and could have been 2-3-0 ahead easily, despite the penalty save from Mark Howard. We should have had a penalty or two ourselves and had enough chances to build up a commanding lead in the first half. So I think it was more reaction probably to that as much as anything else.
Has there been any comeback from those decisions? There are four or five decisions that, when you spoke to us last night, were points of contention. Have you had a word with the officials? Have you had a word with assessors, etc.? What do you get from that?
What you get is you're allowed to go in 30 minutes after the game. So we went in, asked for his explanation, and basically he was wrong. He said the ball hit the player's hand when his hand arm was at his side. Clearly didn't. Matty Doan tripped the lad when he was through. Clearly didn't. So they were just mistakes. Unfortunately, in such a crucial game, they matter.
How do you deal with that as a manager then, when there's nothing you can do about it and it's five times?
It's incredibly frustrating. We don't mind. I think we're honest enough to hold our hands up when we don't play well, or if the team are better than us, the opposition, and they play and they deserve to win, we'll put our hand up and say, yeah, you know, that was a fair result today. But when we put as much in as we did last night and play as well as we did, to come off with a defeat is very, very hard to take. And all we're going to try and do is take that sense of injustice that we're feeling, and anger as well, which is still here the next morning, but certainly in the dressing room after the game. We're going to try and bottle it and keep it until Monday night.
And it was a bit of a killer for Mark Howard as well, because I don't know if he was perhaps at fault there, or if the bounce just has hindered him or done him there a little bit.
Yeah, the bounce didn't help, certainly, but we would still expect Martin. He would expect to save that, but it's bounced awkwardly just in front of him. Another example of things not going our way on the night. Sometimes, you know, you need that little bit of a break somewhere, whether it's just a fair decision or something, you know, a right decision, or a break of the ball. I didn't think we got it last night.
I'm loath to ask this question, really, but is anybody else injured from the other night?
I don't know. We'll find out. Let's have a look this morning. We'll have a count up this morning and see how they are. But we'll still get a team together and a squad together for Monday and go and have a go.
Do the wider reaches of the squad come back into play now? Maybe players that were on the bench the other day, some of the lone lads, etc., are they potentially in contention?
Everybody's in contention at this stage. One game is so important on Monday night, so we'll just get the best team out there that we feel can compete.
So having seen them now three times, what do you know about Swindon maybe that you didn't know? What do you know now that you can maybe attack down there?
I don't think we learnt anything new last night. I think it was pretty much panned out as we expected. We wanted to be on the front foot, pressing them, and we forced them into a lot of errors in the first half in possession and had situations from there. So we want to do similar if we can down there. It takes good energy levels to do that, to be able to press them. They're comfortable on the ball when you let them get into certain areas, but I thought generally our pressing and the way we dispossessed last night was very good.
Given the situation, is the emphasis now more on Sheffield United to go for broke a bit more?
Well, couldn't go for it any more than we went last night, throwing people forward all over the place and creating chances. So no, we need one goal. It doesn't matter when it comes, that's all we need. And we've gone from being, about even to them being very, very strong favourites. So pressure's all on them.
Do you see that there, because there were times yesterday when you really had Swindon on the rack and defensively you looked as though you had them all at sea. I wonder if that has been that part of their Achilles heel and is there to be exploited this year?
That's what we wanted to do last night, was to try and expose them defensively, and I thought we did that, for the situations and chances. Sometimes it's a penalty. You know, if there's two, three penalties and you don't get them, they're the best goal-scoring opportunity you can have. So we didn't get them last night, despite our best endeavours, but I think game plan-wise, we worked on things, players carried it out to a tee.
How pleasing was it that in spite of that, or in light of that rather, the players' heads didn't drop, and even up until the last moments or so, those chances were still potentially there?
Yeah, they were, and we kept going. The way we recovered, I thought, when they had this 20 minutes in the second half, got their goal and were looking comfortable, I thought the way we came back then for the last 20 minutes or so of the game was brilliant character. Matty Doan came on, gave us fresh legs, a little bit more impetus. He would have probably started if he'd have been fit. And that helped us, and we could have scored one or two goals, you know, late on ourselves. And I think we would have come off there with a 3-1 victory or something last night. I don't think anybody would have said that was an unfair result.
And it would have taken a lot of pressure out of this tie, whereas now it perhaps couldn't be higher.
No, but let's say the pressure's on them. They're in front. They're very, very strong favourites to go through. We're the underdogs, as we have been when we go to Villa and QPR and places like that.
Can you take something from away form this year? You've highlighted a couple of matches there, but it's also been similar in the league.
Yeah, I think we've equipped ourselves, you know, quite well. Away from home, we're going to have to... I don't think we can afford to give the goals away that we did last night. You know, amid all the decisions and so on, the chances, you know, we've got done from a corner again, which we shouldn't. It's a problem that we've had all season. And then one's bobbled over Mark Howard in the last minute. So we can't afford those sorts of things. But just try and play as we can. And if we get half a chance, hopefully we'll put them away this time.
Is there anything in that sense, the defending of set pieces, that can be rectified, albeit in the very short term?
Difficult in 3 days. We've been working on them all season. It's very much an individual thing, as well as a team ethic. You know, you're given a job to do, you've got to do it.
It's boiled down to this one game, hasn't it? And Swindon is a team, if they get on top, you might not see the ball for 20 minutes in their own backyard, as you know from the league match down there.
Yeah, but if you don't concede, then that's OK at times. The most important thing is what we do when we get the ball. And even if we don't have the majority of possession, it's what we do. Can we cause them a problem, and can we get a goal? One goal will change the tie immeasurably on Monday night if we get a goal at any time. Even if we go one behind, which I hope we don't, it's a two-goal position like we were at home to Spurs. You get one back at any time, it changes the game.
And it's interesting in these playoff games, and this is not hard evidence or what have you, there's always some moment, isn't there, for the underdog. In every tie, there's always something that the underdog can latch onto.
There's always defining moments in games, but certainly when we go there, with them being the favourites, then there will be opportunities for us. Unfortunately, last night it was three or four decisions with the defining moments. I hope that's not the case on Monday. But I think everyone was calling for us to have a good, rousing performance last night, you know, up and at them and everything. I thought we delivered that in abundance.